Willie, it's almost convention season. And once again, it's been a while.
Yeah, it sure
What's
has.
The last con we went to?
The last con we went to would have been, it would have been Motor City Nightmares, I think.
Nightmares? Okay.
Probably.
I couldn't remember if it was Nightmares or Horror Hound.
I think we did a Nightmares after Horror Hound. No, Astronomicon was the last con we went to.
Astronomicon, yeah.
Yep.
In, what was that, Sterling Heights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, Sterling Heights.
Which was a ton of fun. That's the one put on by the Twisted.
The folks from the band Twisted, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Individual.
Yeah,
kind of but yeah, we had a lot of fun at that one. I think we talked
we
about it.
We did.
On
we weren't
podcast.
Sure what it was going to be like going in. It was only the third year, I think, of the convention. And it wound up being really a very pleasant surprise, I thought.
Yeah, probably one of the most...
Just a ton of fun.
Yeah, probably one of the most fun cons I've ever been to.
So, I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun just walking around.
I would agree.
So, yeah, we're coming up. We've got a couple that are tentatively scheduled. Actually, I think we're going to talk about some local ones here where we're at. And,
yeah, right. And of course, everything is always up in the air right now.
Up in the air, but yeah, these are penciled in for the summer, right?
Things seem to be happening. So, I say why not?
You know,
if you're vaccinated, then you're wearing a mask, then go for it. Yeah, so Astronomicon 4 is a change of venue this time around. They're going to be doing holding the con in Ann Arbor this time around. So definitely a change of venue. But I'm down to make the little trip out to Ann Arbor to do it. August 20th through 22nd.
Do you know where that is in Ann Arbor?
I do not.
Okay.
I know it's at the Sheraton.
The Sheraton? Okay. I think
so
I gotcha.
That's the most I know. But not a ton of guests listed yet. Dirk Manning, he's a comic book author and I believe host of Haunted Hions.
I'm not familiar with Dirk's work.
Yeah, I'm not either. No. Nope. Yeah. Bill Moseley, the great Bill Moseley, of course.
I am familiar with Bill Moseley.
Bill does cons, and I think Bill must be doing pretty good for himself.
Chop Top himself.
Indeed, yes. And Otis Driftwood. Michael Berryman.
Yes.
You don't see him make a ton of con appearances, not that I can recall.
Michael Berryman's getting a little older, too.
He is,
yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, probably best known for The Hills Have Eyes. But, yeah, the great Michael Berryman. Very interesting interview Michael Berryman is. I've watched a couple interviews with him, and he's kind of a fascinating individual.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Kane Hodder. Kane Hodder is a convention staple. Kane knows what's up. So that's all we got so far at Astronomicon. But I'm sure more will be announced. There's plenty of time until August.
All the luminaries, though. Bill Moseley, Michael Berryman, Kane Hodder, and the Haunted Hion guy.
Yes, yeah, all the greats. Yes, exactly. The other local con is Motor City Nightmares. We've talked about this on the show before. I'd say it's one of our favorite things to do every year is
Nightmares.
Motor City Nightmares.
And watching Nightmares kind of grow from what it started.
It's been fun.
It's big time. I mean, for a horror con,
it is significantly bigger. It's one of the bigger horror cons in the country now. I mean, maybe not in terms of size per se, but it just gets just as big a guest as a lot of the maybe minus one or two of the big cons. It does very well in terms of its guest, the star power. You know, they got Romero, for God's sake.
Yeah. And they had to move to a bigger venue.
They did. Yes.
And, yeah. All that stuff. All that good stuff.
I like the con. I'm a big fan.
Yes.
That'll be July 30th through August 1st. And I believe that it's still in Novi. I think the same location it was the last time that they were able to host, which would have been, 2019 then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a few more guests for this one. They're a little bit closer, I guess, to the date, but we have, let's see, I'm pulling it up right now. We have Paul T. Taylor from Hellraiser Judgment. I believe he is Pinhead from Hellraiser Judgment.
Okay, so Judgment, I'm blanking. Is Judgment the terrible one?
I believe so. Right?
Oh, boy. Okay, it's Paul T. Taylor, but he's in the Purge series that I watched a few episodes of.
Look up the Hellraiser thing because I can't remember if that was the... No, Revelations is the bad one.
Okay, Judgment
was the most recent one. I'm not saying it was good, but...
I'm blanking on Judgment. Okay, this was the 2018 film. I don't recall this one being great because I remember the... Well, either way, maybe there are some fans of it. So I won't... I don't remember it enough to really make it... to form an opinion. So if you want to meet Paul T. Taylor, he's also in Sin City. So
there you go. We got Dwayne Whitaker. He's a genre staple. He's in a ton of stuff. Devil's Rejects, Pulp Fiction, From Dusk Till Dawn, the sequels, I think. Yeah. And then Tales from the Hood, one of your favorites. One of my favorites, too. Courtney Gaines. Courtney Gaines, probably best known for Children of the Corn in terms of genre stuff. But yeah, Courtney Gaines. One that I'm excited for, and probably somebody that I would... I'm wondering how like getting pictures of people is going to work. Because like,
yeah.
Are we going to have masks on with them? Like, are they going to have masks on? I guess you'd have to, right?
Yeah, it's tough, especially with a lot of the older...
Like, do you want a mask on when you're... I wouldn't. Like...
Yeah, we'll have to see how it goes. I don't know. I'm not
curious.
Yeah. I guess I haven't really... Because I know I'm sure they've done in-person conventions in certain places, right?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. Yeah.
It is what it is.
That's for them to figure out.
The first one I'd say I'm really excited for would be Tom Matthews. I would say the best Tommy Jarvis.
I think this is the first one that we've named off. Well, I guess I would get a picture with Kane Hodder and maybe, but
sure, of course.
This is one that I would get a picture with.
Matthews is I don't believe has ever come around the area before. I don't remember ever seeing him on a Midwest list. So this is a rarity, I think.
Cool.
So I'm excited for that.
Still looking good, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, he's looking good. Great, man. also, of course, from Return of the Living Dead, he's real fun in that too.
Yeah.
Scout Taylor Compton, from probably best known for Rob Zombie's Halloween films.
Yes.
She will be in attendance. CJ Graham. Another kind of convention stable. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he would be one I would think about getting a picture with too.
So we saw him eating nachos once.
We did.
It was pretty sweet. I think it was at Astronomicon.
Yes, he was. He was.
I walked by and I was like, hey, CJ. And he's like,
he was chowing on.
He saluted me with a nacho, I think.
On those delicious convention nachos.
They are pretty good.
With that cheese.
That cheese, buddy.
Yeah, that kind of plastic cheese.
Go for it, CJ. Dan Roebuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
A classic.
A classic.
They have nothing but Rob Zombie films listed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in terms of, I don't know. I always think of Lost for Dan Roebuck.
Dan Roebuck, yeah, me too.
Yeah. Tracy Lords will be in attendance. I don't think she does a ton of cons, at least not that I've noticed in the past, so that's kind of cool.
Tracy Lords,
of Blade fame.
She was also, I mean, she was in some, I don't know how you would refer to them, but some
adult films.
Yeah, I don't,
well, she wasn't
hardcore adult film. She was more softcore.
I believe, correct? So. Yeah. And she was, that's where she kind of made her name for herself, but she came out of that and she burst out of that and is in a lot of movies at this point. She's very funny in Zack and Miri Make a Porno. I want to mention that. She's actually very funny in that movie.
Is she in the John Waters Crybaby?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so. Yep. Eileen Dietz, from a bunch of genre movies. The Exorcist, Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, and Creepshow 3, yeah. Which maybe we shouldn't speak too much about Creepshow 3. But I believe Eileen Dietz is, if I am not mistaken, in The Exorcist... She is the voice of the demon, I believe. I could be wrong about that. I'm not, you know, I can't remember if she's the voice or if she's that creepy face that pops up. I'd have to look it up. Let's see.
I'm looking right here.
Thank you.
It's got Pazuzu. It says Pazuzu.
So I think she's the face, that creepy face that pops up. That horrifying thing that, so.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a picture right now on the Google image search, and it pops up when you type her in.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle it. Dee Wallace.
Dee Wallace has been quite a few of these.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
I mean, yes. I imagine Dee Wallace makes good.
And she good seems catch lovely.
Yeah,
so.
And she does. She does seem very, very effervescent.
Absolutely. Next one, I gotta say, I'm quite excited about Malcolm McDowell, who I don't think, once again, makes a ton of convention appearances. At least not that I've noticed in the Midwest. So, I mean, man, Malcolm McDowell, like, I could list off his career, but I mean, like, you know, Clockwork Orange is certainly, I think, one that people think about immediately. And then, of course, in terms of genre, the Rob Zombie, a lot of the Rob Zombie work he's done. So, yeah, pretty psyched about the Malcolm McDowell thing.
Yeah.
I would consider going up and chatting with McDowell.
Big, and it's a big Rob Zombie Halloween. Well, that movie is starting to get to like where it's like
gonna be reappraised
and also older, like it's like what, 15 years old now?
I think it came out in 2008.
Okay, so we're getting to a point where a lot of those people grew up on the Rob Zombie Halloween movies.
I know it.
Yeah, it's crazy, weird. It's just weird.
It is strange to me
how old we are.
We've got Jessica Carter. I believe she's a model. She has a lot of tattoos, I think, is kind of her thing, so
known for, yeah. So
Christina Klebe, or I think it's Klebe or Kleb. I apologize for mispronouncing. probably best known for Rob Zombie's Halloween, but has done a bunch of stuff. She actually was did some work on the Friday the 13th game, voice work and stuff like that.
Oh, she was a voice worker? Okay, I didn't know if she was a voice worker or like a model for it or
I think she did some voice work on it.
Okay,
so.
Cool.
Rounding out the you know the three gals from the Halloween remake, got Danielle Harris.
Right.
I've seen her pop up at conventions in the area for sure before. And
Danielle Harris has a nice collection of genre credits.
She does. Yeah. She really does.
So she could, but she's mainly known for like the Halloween movies and the Hatchet movies, I guess.
The Hatchet movies as well. Yep, of course. And then Robert Mukes. I don't know him super well, but he was in House of a Thousand Corpses. I think he's one of the Firefly family. That's a little less featured, maybe.
Yeah,
in the movie.
I think you're right.
But
yeah.
I it's been a while, so. That is Horror Hound.
And they're doing
Horror Hound,
Nightmares. They're doing like a Girls of Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Like a reunion thing.
Like a reunion thing, too, because they're all going to be there. And I wonder if I almost wonder if they're doing some sort of Rob Zombie related thing, because they have so. But Rob tends to cast his movies.
I wonder if Rob could show up. I guess it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a coup, I think. We should mention there are other cons happening. I don't know if you want to talk in detail about them or not, but Horror Hound is in Cincinnati is. As of right now, it's on. That's one of our favorites we've been to, too, I think.
Yeah.
That's September 10th through 12th?
Yeah, tentatively, very much. They don't have a guest list or a website.
There's not really a website or anything, so I hope it happens. It's one of the bigger ones. It's one of the ones that we really enjoyed.
I had a lot of fun at that one, too. That was a really good one as well.
Yep.
Really well put together. And
yep.
Yeah.
Did you want to talk a little bit about Frightmare? It's not in our area, but I mean, it's one of the bigger.
This is the Texas one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is later summer, right? This is after Labor Day.
So this is September 10th through 12th. They have a guest list. Texas Frightmare Weekend is one of like the big cons.
Right.
It's up there, you know, it's up there. It might be the biggest. I don't know.
I think in terms of horror, it's probably the biggest. I think there might be one now in New Orleans or even Colorado that's kind of big, but yeah.
This one seems to pull the biggest. In terms of guests, certainly, this one seems to pull the biggest kind of stars.
Right.
This one, you got Corey Taylor of Slipknot fame.
That picture of Corey Taylor on the website.
It's pretty great.
With the hat, yeah. That's a Taker's hat. That's a Hayden Christensen Taker's hat he's wearing, yeah.
And he's a perfect music-related guest for this kind of thing. It's like Slipknot kind of fits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jackie Earl Haley, pretty cool. Yep. They've got a Dr. Sleep. What I like about Texas Frightmare is they do like reunions or like they get like a large number of cast members from a movie. So they're doing a Dr. Sleep, I guess, reunion, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, reunion or maybe a panel too.
Yeah, so you've got Alex Esso, who played Wendy, Henry Thomas, who briefly plays Jack Torrance in the movie, is it Zahn?
Yeah, I believe it's Zahn.
Zahn McLaren. Right. Yeah, he plays Crow Daddy, and then the young lady who plays Abra.
Yes.
They're all going to be there, which
Kylie
is pretty
Corrine.
Cool. Yeah, I can't read the names.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of blurry on my phone for some reason.
You and I love Dr. Sleep.
It's one of the best movies.
Yeah, I love Dr. Sleep.
I feel confident saying that. They're doing a Night of the Living Dead 1990 reunion, which is pretty
cool.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Savini, Patricia Tallman, Tony Todd, Bill Butler, and then McKee Anderson?
Yes.
Yep. They're doing an E.T. reunion. So far, they got Dee Wallace, Henry Thomas, and Robert McNaughton. They're doing they're calling it a celebration of Leatherface Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was just, I missed the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. It was just a celebration of Leatherface.
It's a celebration of specifically the third film.
I'm down for both of these things, but.
Incredible. Yeah, they've got a full reunion there. Tom Atkins will be there. One of the great genre
Yeah, we can do that. Whoa, Clive is making a con appearance.
Yep, Charles Band will be there. Clive Barker will be there. Darren Limbausman's going to be there.
Clive just went back to doing cons, I think, recently, right?
Just recently.
He had some health problems.
Yep. Jeff Burr, Jonathan Breck, the creeper himself. Melinda Clark will be there. Brandon Crane from the original 1990 It miniseries. Ken Foree. Man, it is quite a list.
Tracy Lords will be at this one as well.
Damien Leone from of Terrifier fame.
James Ransone.
Tracy Lords will be at this one as well. Lucky McKee will be there, which is pretty cool. Emily Perkins, Gina Phillips.
A pending confirmation, we've got Alice Cooper, too.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Danny Trejo will be there. Skeet Ulrich will be there. And, yeah, pretty sweet. That is quite the list. I have never been to Texas, minus being having a layover at one of the airports. I don't remember which airport it was. I had a layover. I flew from Denver to Florida, and I had to stop in Texas to switch planes. But I never count layovers as having visited states. So I'd like to visit Texas at some point.
It is a it's an interesting place to visit. I mean, because yeah, I went around all over Texas. I went to Waco. I went to Austin. I went to Dallas. And then I went to, I'm blanking on the other place, but I was there for a week, pretty much a few years back. And every city is different there. I mean, and it's such a huge, it really is its own little country.
It's kind of cool. I mean, in that way, it's interesting in that way, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to, I just like going places in the U.S. I mean, I obviously am very excited at the idea of traveling abroad. Certainly can't do it anytime soon with the little one, but at some point I would like to. I just, there's so much, you know, and if you're working on a budget, there really are some very cool little road trips you can take. Dig into it, look into it. You don't even have to fly. Or right now I think flights are cheap. So as long as you're safe and you're doing the right thing, I guess, you know, go for it. You know, I highly suggest visiting the 50 states, or, you know, anyone you're interested in. There's so much history in some of these cities. So
yeah, if you want to hit up a con while you're there, those are always fun too. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Was that it for cons this summer? Did we want to talk Motor City, or are we good there?
I don't. Motor City Comic Con is not happening this year.
Oh, is Motor City Comic? Oh, I've got the 2020 stuff up. So
yeah,
okay.
It would be this month. So
gotcha.
They have not said a word since
COVID.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah.
I mean, they'll survive it, I think, because they are as big as they are.
Yes.
But it's kind of weird that I haven't seen any. I don't check their social media though, so maybe there's stuff on there.
Okay.
But there's certainly nothing on the website. I don't know. Very strange.
Yeah. Last year I didn't even look close enough, but yeah, it's the 2020 guest list. So
yep. So I guess we'll see. I don't know.
So yeah, let us know if you guys are going to any cons, you guys and girls and all of one of our listeners, if you're hitting up any cons.
Yeah.
Maybe if you've got some favorites that you want to talk about, yeah, let us know. horrormovieyearbook@gmail.com and just email us, tell some of your favorite con stories and what you're looking forward to get back out there. I am very much looking forward to checking out a couple.
Yeah, that's one of the things beyond, you know, like just straight up human connection and seeing family and stuff like that, obviously. One of the other things I missed the most was conventions. I love them. You know, like I love doing a couple. I like to do usually, and I think you would agree, I like to do like the local one every year, and then I like to do one that's a little bit further out maybe.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hitting up. Yeah, Horror Hound too again. But
Horror Hound would be sweet. You know, I don't know. Horror Hound would be sweet. Yeah.
They had the one in Indianapolis too, right?
Yeah, and yeah, we talked about going, but I think we had just been fresh off of doing our Cincinnati one, and it was kind of like, do we need to do two back to, I don't know. I would certainly consider doing Indianapolis in March.
They do, okay, so.
Because I believe March is when Indianapolis happens.
So they don't have anything either right now, Horror Hound Indianapolis?
No, they have dates, but.
Do they have dates?
Yes, okay. There are dates.
But I mean, last year they were supposed to or did have Kevin Smith, Jay Muse, and Mark Dacascos, and those are right there.
Yeah, boom, boom, yeah. I mean, boom. That's a triple threat.
Lou Diamond Phillips, Billy Zane.
Would you meet Kevin Smith? Would you approach and
of
speak?
The two? I think I would rather, like, if I had a choice between Jay and Kevin Smith, I'd rather meet Jay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
No offense to Kevin Smith, obviously.
No, he does seem like he'd be a little less awkward to chat with, right?
Yeah, if I'm gonna pick one of the two.
I feel like Kevin Smith would be a little bit awkward to have a conversation with, right?
They had both Clerks there, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. This must have been like
Were they just shooting
scenes for
a View Askew movie?
Guerrilla style?
I would not doubt it.
But yeah, I would meet Kevin Smith. I've liked a lot of Kevin Smith's work, so yeah, for sure. Yeah, Michael Rooker was there. Oh my gosh, a Mallrats reunion at that.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Man. It's amazing.
So, very cool.
Was Jason London there or Jeremy London, whichever one was from?
No.
Which twin was from Mallrats?
The only other one I see from Mallrats is Ethan Suplee.
Oh, I love Ethan Suplee.
Me too.
he lost most of his weight, actually. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he was just on something I watched. And
It's great.
Yeah, I can't.
Honestly didn't realize it was him.
You know what he was in? He was in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Ah, he was. Back. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
And I remember loving.
I like Ethan Suplee.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Anyway, okay, cool.
All right, very cool. Well, that's what we want to check out. So cool. All right, we'll see you next time.